I'm Megan Dooling, Stoke FM's reporter, and I have a trigger warning for you today. The following story contains talk about suicide. Please take care. Groups in cities across Canada rallied this week. Some were protesting the sexual orientation and gender identity material used by teachers as a resource. Commonly called SOGI, it's been in place since 2016 in BC schools. It gives students and teachers a language to talk about sex and gender identity.
I'm Bob Jennings, and I'm just here protesting because I don't like seeing what's happening in our educational system with the sexualization of our children.
What do you see happening?
I see a lot of the materials and so on that are being handed out to the kids that I just don't agree with. I don't think that's the school's job. I think it's the parents' job.
And what kind of material are you seeing?
The books on teaching kids about masturbation and the mix-up of the genders and so on, I don't agree with. Just don't think it's the job of the school to be interfering with the children's training like that. They're there to teach the kids education.
And do you have trans people in your life who you talk to about this?
No. I have talked to lots of people. I know lots of gay people. They don't offend me in the least. I just don't think it's the thing to be teaching our children.
Is there anything you guys want to add?
Well, my name's Pat, and I'm not against the gays at all. I just feel that the children need to be taught by the parents, not taught stuff at school and then told them not to tell the parents. That's not right.
And I hear all the, turned on CBC Radio on the way in this morning, and all they were talking about us all as a hate group, and this has nothing to do with hate whatsoever. We're not hating anybody. We're just trying to protect our children.
Hundreds of people, around 400, spilled out over the steps of Vernon City Hall to rally behind these beliefs, carrying signs that said, "Teach your boys to be men before teachers teach them to be women," and "Stop SOGI." They gathered around a man wearing a Protect Our Children sweatshirt who started speaking into a loudspeaker.
"And you people are here to demand the right of the parent to be a parent."
Yeah. What do you mean?
Eh?
What do you mean?
It's pretty sad you have to gather like this to prove you're a parent.
A child goes through a transgender operation.
That's what I mean.
The counter protest in Vernon was small. About 20 people grouped in a corner in the fringe of the crowd by the fountains. Easy to spot because of the trans and rainbow flags.
Hi. Yeah, okay, we're restarting.
Where are we here today?
We're doing a counter-protest to the protest against teaching LGBTQ-safe curriculum in schools. We support, obviously, maintaining a safe space for LGBTQ two-spirit kids in our schools. So, yeah.
Not just the children, but the parents and the teachers, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm a parent of a non-binary child. I'm a trans woman myself. And it's like, when I went to school, forget me ever coming out. I would have been dead. I would have just gotten beaten to death one way or another. So it's like, I'd rather see them have a safe space where they're acknowledged and they can get their message out, which is part of what the SOGI is about, is getting their message out to their classmates. It's not just the teachers or the administration. It's the kids being able to talk about who they are. And so, I mean, forcing the children to be outed to their parents when they haven't done it because it's not safe is a mistake. And honestly, there's no reason for it. Like we said, the children, everybody in the LGBTQ community needs a safe space. I've been watching the American news a lot, and it's just getting so hateful down there. I don't want to see that happen in Canada. And that's the whole thing.
I was born and raised here in Vernon, and I remember getting kicked out of a local restaurant for kissing my girlfriend. Right? I've been doing this since that time, and they're not going to take away the hard-won rights and safety that we have developed over these many years, you know?
The rhetoric that we're hearing now is really mimicking the anti-gay rhetoric that we heard in the 80s and 90s. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, what that's like for you?
It makes me angry that we're back here doing this shit again, if you don't mind my S-word, right? You know, I thought we fought this battle already. I was 18 when I came out. I was very active. I did a lot of activism. And, you know, now we're back here because they're recycling, and it's exactly the same rhetoric. You know, this accusation of somehow corrupting children, pedophilia, all this nonsense. They use this against the, you know, gay and bisexual people initially. Trans people weren't as visible then. Now they're targeting trans people. It's the same thing. It was nonsense then, it's nonsense now.
And not only that, they're trying to say that trans people are groomers. It's like, no, we don't want anybody to have to go through what we have gone through ourselves. We'd rather have them be safe. So we're not going to be telling them to change. We'll tell them to follow their heart, follow they know is right, but we're not telling them that they have to do this. No. Because, and the other thing too is when they're talking about the hormones, trans kids can't actually start hormone replacement therapy until they hit at least 16. And a lot of times it's 18. And it's... So... hormone blockers are to help stop the mental issues that the puberty is going to cause. So, and it's not the same.
I just wanted to go a little bit deeper on what you said. I think, like, kind of the implication behind a lot of this rhetoric is that trans and queer people have a choice of who they are.
God, no. No way.
Would you choose this?
No. I mean, I've known since I was 4 that I was in the wrong gender, we'll say. And but I hid it because of where I grew up. It was a small community with a lot of churches, so it wasn't safe. And when I finally moved to Vernon and it was safer, I was still scared because of how long I'd been indoctrinated into the other. I had finally hit the point where it's like, I can't do this anymore. I have to transition or I'm going to die. And a lot of teens hit that when they're in the teens. So they start the process. And yes, but the problem is getting into the psychologist to deal with it is hard. Because we don't have enough psychological professionals in the province, let alone in the country.
What message do you have to people who might not be connected to anybody who's queer, anybody who's trans, about the importance of protecting human rights in general?
Well, how about this? When they came for the Jews, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for the gays, I didn't say anything because I wasn't gay. Now they're coming for me, there's no one to say anything for me. Yeah. Think about that.
BC's premier and opposition leaders have made statements standing up for the SOGI education in schools and denouncing the rallies. The leader of the BC Teachers Federation and the BC Human Rights Commissioner also put out statements. Barry Rourke is the president of the Revelstoke Teachers Association. In an email to Stoke FM, he said, "The RTA stands firmly and proudly with the 2SLGBTQIA+ communities in the face of rising regressive education policy, violence, and anti-trans hate speech in Canada. These attempts to dehumanize our trans colleagues and students are on the rise in our communities and have a deep impact on the safety in our schools and work sites. We support and provide SOGI education and curriculum in our schools and workplaces because we believe all students, staff, and families have the right to safe, inclusive schools. Safe and inclusive schools require freedom from discrimination and harassment based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. We're committed to fight disinformation and hate through teaching, learning, and speaking out when we see harm being done." K campaigns based in anti-2SLGBTQIA+ or anti-SOGI rhetoric harms staff, students, families, and communities, and the violence and harassment in BC and across Canada require affirmation of our values. We raise our voices alongside our siblings in the labor movement in solidarity, equity, and inclusion. It's up to all of us to take a stand. An injury to one is an injury to all. Evan Baugard is the executive director of the Canadian Anti-Hate Network.
We operate with a mandate to monitor, expose, and counter hate-promoting movements, groups, and individuals in Canada, and specifically far-right ones. We've been around for almost 5 years now. And primarily our mission is journalistic in nature. We follow the Canadian Association of Journalists ethics codes. We report on the activities of kind of far-right movements.
He says there have been disruptions to education lately by the far-right that aren't as visible as the rallies.
What is happening regularly is disruptions at school board meetings. Trustees and school officials are getting death threats for, you know, committing to protecting transgender, nonconforming, and queer people. We are seeing people try to ban books. You know, we are seeing all of these things happen. We're seeing people protest, you know, family-friendly drag events. And hate groups, though, have been saying that this is, you know, pedophilia or grooming children to be, you know, sexually assaulted and things like that. And it's just this awful lie. These marches are just kind of a culmination of kind of anti-queer organizing that's been happening in Canada. That organizing, the quieter stuff I talked about, or the less visible stuff I talked about, is going to continue to happen. And it's really important for people to show up and kind of support their school environments, which are going through a lot of disruption right now.
These disruptions are being led by far-right movements.
Broadly speaking, these are anti-2SLGBTQ+ rallies. And now they'll say that they're not hateful or it isn't about that, but then you look at what they're actually saying. And a buzzword they use a lot is parental rights. We kind of need to unpack that, because when they are talking about parental rights, a lot of these people will tolerate gay people who exist out there in the world. They don't want their kids getting any kind of education in the school that says that it is okay to be gay, that says that gay people should be, you know, loved, and that they can be role models, and that they're fully accepted in society, because they don't think that gay people should be loved and accepted and fully accepted in society. They tolerate them, but they do not want their kids to learn that it is okay to be queer. Some of that comes from religion. Some of that comes from this dangerous and kind of inciting lie that's been going around that queer people are kind of pushing some agenda because they are pedophiles. Their aims ultimately are to deny their children and other people's children education, which teaches that queer people, it's okay to be loved and accepted.
There's been a resurgence of far-right extremism in Canada since 2016, when Donald Trump got into power in the States.
So Canada's far-right movement really had its newest resurgence around 2016. And at the time, they were very interested in spreading hate towards Muslims. And I didn't realize just how impactful Christian nationalism was on that. And for your listeners, Christian nationalism is this belief that how this country runs, you know, how its government runs, and what you do in your bedroom and what happens in schools should be consistent with their particular and very fundamentalist interpretation of the Bible, which is very homophobic. So those groups, though, those kind of Christian nationalist groups and that ideology has been around a long time. Fundamentally, we're talking about the same kind of forces that oppose gay marriage, that oppose sex ed curriculums. So they've been around for a long time, and they have money and they're organized. So they've been influential in Canada's far-right movement in this latest resurgence. And recently, after the convoy, now their issue is targeting queer people, seeing all kind of the rhetoric and the narrative that is coming both from here and from the United States, saying that queer people are preying on children or trying to convert children. And that's a very, very old defamation against the queer community, because you can see the same kind of rhetoric being used in the 1950s in the Lavender Panic, when they were saying that gay men are all pedophiles preying on children. So it really is kind of the same tired old attacks on the queer community, but now it's just been repackaged to more specifically target transgender and non-conforming persons and gender non-conforming persons.
People who hold extreme far-right beliefs are the minority in Canada, but they got organized during the pandemic. Many people were isolated at the time and found communities online, some of which were anti-government. People went out and rallied against COVID policies. Then they went to the trucker convoys. Now they're rallying against teaching about sexuality and genders in school. Balgord says the majority of Canadians who don't share extremist views need to get organized.
I mean, showing up and having your own signs and whistles and yelling at them. You know, that's what protests are. It's a bunch of people yelling most of the time. And we need to do that because it shows them that they are not as powerful as they think they are. You know, it shows them that we are still kind people in Canada, kind of still the majority. And it kind of discourages their mass organizing to the degree that it is. You know, if we are reliably counter-demonstrating, it also sends the signal to politicians, to school boards, and to decision makers on this stuff that they're going to alienate too much of the voting population by getting on board with all this anti-queer activism.
To hear more on this, including a full interview with Evan Balgord, go to our website, stokefm.com, and go to the news section. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.